We are Capricorn FM. We are Limpopo's hottest frequency. We are the pioneers of all things that are indeed progressive. I'm truly honored this morning to be having a conversation with you about getting well soon. This entire month is about you getting well. This entire month is about you healing holistically, our spiritual, our physical, and today, our mental. The recent passing of Ricky Rick sparked the confidence from those who have always been dealing with mental health to start talking about it and perhaps even seeking help. This is really a good thing to do, but I'm also very disappointed, or maybe the correct word is concerned, when going online to find comments such as "pray it away" or "if you just had enough faith." When responding to those who take their mental illnesses online. This is my view, and this is perhaps why Christians continue to suffer from mental illness in silence. It is easy for a Christian to call the cops when the house has been broken into or a crime has occurred. We call lawyers whenever we need someone to represent us when we are mentally, physically ill. We turn to all types of mental, legal professionals to help us through it. We don't just simply pray it away. Now I'm asking the same for us, the same logic for us when dealing with mental health. Why are we so hesitant to seek help from professionals when we are presented with mental illness? Because as spiritual people, we have not been exempted from suffering mental illness. When it comes to mental illness, Shem, we are all prone to it. And it is so important for us to make sure that we align ourselves with the correct way of dealing with it. For example, if you go online and search "pastor commits suicide," the top story is from September 2019, that's just yesterday, when Jared Wilson, an American pastor at Harvard Christian Fellowship and the founder of mental health advocacy group, died of suicide. Now, Wilson repeatedly dealt with depression and was very open about his ongoing struggles. He wanted to help those who are dealing with suicide thoughts. He tweeted this before his tragic death. And I quote, Loving Jesus doesn't always cure suicidal thoughts. Loving Jesus doesn't always cure depression. But that doesn't mean Jesus doesn't offer us companionship and comfort. He always does that. I'm happy that today we are talking about our mental health. But before we get into that, how are you doing? Are you well? Are you okay? Mentally, are you in the right state of mind? It doesn't help that we say to you that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord if we can't offer you tangible assistance when you are dealing with mental health issues. This is why today we're going to be joined by an independent clinical psychologist, Mudzunga Matiba, who will be talking to us about mental health as spiritual individuals. What do you mean? We really, really are truly honored to have you with us. First and foremost, is there a connection between our spiritual and mental health?
I think what we need to understand is that a human being is made out of three spheres. That could be your physical being, mental being and a spiritual being. So it's in one person.
Yeah.
Say the trinity of a human being, if we could stretch it that far.
Yeah.
And so there's always a link. When you are not okay physically, it's going to affect you emotionally and spiritually as well. Mentally, emotionally. When you are not okay spiritually, it's likely to also affect you physically and also mentally. As well, when you are not okay mentally, it's likely to affect you spiritually and mentally. So there is actually a great connection.
In your physical body, sometimes the mind will not come to the party. And if the mind is not coming to the party, the body will not come to the party. Very interesting. And as a spiritual person yourself, right, have you been satisfied with the reaction or actions our people take in dealing with mental health or people suffering from mental health?
You know, you find that there's a lot of spiritual bypass. A lot of people would want to pray about things that need to be spoken to. And when nothing is not changing, when nothing is changing, then, you know, people start to feel like, no, maybe you are of little faith. Maybe you're just not believing enough. You are not fasting enough. You are not praying enough. You are not worshiping enough. But the issue is the brain is the one that is sick. If a person can have diabetes, if a spiritual person, a Christian maybe for instance, can have diabetes or can have high blood pressure, it means something is not functioning well in terms of their physical being. And the same would apply mentally. The brain is just part of a body. So the brain can also get sick. It has its own kinds of disorders. So when you're getting depression, that's because the neurochemicals in the brain are either too high or too low. So when you take medication, that helps the brain chemicals to be, you know, to be on the right level. The same with somebody that's taking high blood pressure medication, for instance. They want to stabilize their blood pressure because maybe it's acting to be too high. And those with low blood pressure then would need to take something to make sure that their blood pressure is raised to the right kind of level. So the same happens to the brain. The brain does get sick. It's just like your eyes when you go to an optometrist. It's just like, you know, somebody that gets to have cancer. Not everybody in the world gets cancer, but Christians, similarly to non-Christians, would get cancer. So similarly, people would have brain disorders. So depression or mental illness is not the illness of the spirit. When you are ill spiritually, you go see your pastor, you pray, you fast, you worship, you read your Bible or your Quran, you know, you go according to your belief system. You go to a traditional healer. You go to wherever. That is the spiritual life. And when you are sick mentally, you would then need to see a psychologist who's going to be helping you in terms of how you think, in terms of how you're feeling, and then your behavior as well. So, it's one human being that needs to be taking care of all those things. You do find a whole lot of Christians that are spiritually healthy, but they are very mentally unhealthy.
Yeah.
So they need to see a psychologist.
So this thing, Zorte, it needs a way for you to be able to stabilize it. For instance, like you were saying, it's just how the body itself is working, how the mind itself is working.
Yes, ngauri muthu ane avana diabetes. Asori uva achitovana rutendo rutuku ni. Muthu ane ana cancer, achirabhera ngamanda. Zviva zvisakwamba zvori hoyo muthu utovana rutendo rutuku. You know, somebody that would suffer from eye problems, throat problems. Azviri zvichikwamba zvori hoyo muthu utovana rutendo rutuku. It's just that the body is not functioning properly.
How do we help as spiritual people, no matter the religion? How do we help our fellow brothers and sisters suffering from mental health? As you said, we cannot pray it away. So how can we really help?
I think we need to start by understanding, as I was saying earlier, that the brain has its own disorders.
Yeah.
The brain can get sick. You know, we find our brains in the head. So the head can, the brain can also get sick. I remember there's a movie called The Beautiful Mind. It was about people who are mentally sick. So the brain gets sick, and if we can just all understand that, similarly, when you have a toothache, you can have a brain ache due to stress, due to depression, due to relationship problems, due to work-related problems, just due to environmental problems, due to COVID. You know, Christians are also dying from COVID. It's not because they are of little faith. It's because the COVID will then come in. And I ndi muya wavo uri musi uchidobva apa ngangomu kana mai uko tuwa waya gai zvembori muviri ho unoni ngauri ndi washango ndi wapano shangoni uya tangana nazvote zvine zvatanganiwa nazvo nga vathu vane vakochira ane pashangoni marwadzi amuvirini namarwadzi atohoni aya konofara muti mumwe namumwe rina murwadzi une rauvidza uri ndi schizophrenia une vathu vava vachipfazima ipfi apa dzindeveni vachiona zvithu zvine vamwe vathu avazvioni vachipa vachikochimbiriwa vava namarwadzi anewo ndonga dzidepression ukanderedzeya muhumburoni muthu akokonola akokonoedhera hana dzangariro rachiitu vamwe vasvika nahumbura naudhivuraya azviemboro hoyo muthu uva asina rutendo ruhuruni ndingazvo chimwe chipinga vamwe vatendi vachidhivuraya vachi rine ndikotodo namba ndatotavanya ndadhiyera hamurena ngauri zvapano shangoni zviva zvomubharera so kare rithusa our fellow brothers ngauri rifunze pfunzo yauri uva nadepression kana uva naanxiety uva nestress uva nabipolar zviva zvisakoamba zvauri hauna rutendo rutuku zviva zvikotoamba uri vuruvi hau ngaapanoni tione avo chatoshuma zvone udzifana richikodzidzura richikoamba uri muthu achiva namutsiko wamaropa mahuru kana achiva namaropa mahuru uva saurihwo muthu akatotoendani uva achikodzitotsangana nazvine zvavo uri zvitori avaisare chimwe chipinga ndidhoredza rangangomutani wova namubhebhi atinoyava uri una depression wova nakotsi arina depression mero na depression makuru arina depression schizophrenia ngangomutani dhoredza riyakonova hone muthu adha avaisara achiva amutendi ngamanda achiva achirabhera ngamanda asatimatii muriyawo vavaone mara adhisvika hone angaita mini avaisara so ndivona ungari karitofunzesa vathu vapfesesa uri asi uri hoyo muthu hatendi kana asi uri otoita chiivi rini ukotovo uri vuruvi hawe avo kotoshumanga ndira ine hatiovo koshumanga yomwasha.
Wow. Joined on the line with us right now is clinical psychologist Bodokotela Mudzunga Matiba. In a very nutshell, what we were discussing is the knowledge. Knowledge is very critical for us to, as spiritual people, to understand mental health. Knowledge. Let us learn. Let us understand what is mental health and stigma. Hey, adalicho stigmatize about to batu mzimu. In a very short manner, before I let you go, how can we get in touch with you? For instance, if there is any issues that need to be ironed out.
Yeah, you know, I would just recommend a book called How Can a Christian Like Me Be Depressed Like This? Well, I don't know Google, they should Google that. How can a Christian like me be depressed like this? But don't know one of our two vanji, everyone, the bone, what will be the Nibora, or everyone's how can there be a mumbro and how fit depression? So, Ungadito Pesanga or what kind of faces or what the mumbro, who only. Uvarwadzamuvurwadza muhumburo kavanitendere ndiyambeli kuipfili nei vathu vavatodifuna asi zvino zvine vathu vadzorora muthu uyapenga pedzi vurwadza muhumburo hotandavuhwa vathu karita kuchedzeri pfesori musi zvezvila vachipo tifune nauvhuhwa titodi nauya mushumoni titodi nauvona vathu hatitodi una chedheri zvavudzi kobe hadzifari ndi vurwadza ya muhumburo karita kuwerituweriyero wana thuso vonokotoda thuso they can call me on 083-533-5145 or 015-964-5012 so that we can take care of mental health similarly as importantly as our physical health and spiritual health.
Vodokotera rorivuwa nga manda hetsivudzo yevaripa yone naone rodivakwama uchivavonazvo imwe rorivuwa nga mande sesatere.